Hey guys, it's Heather. We're hanging out at Music Fest, and these guys just played the outdoor stage, The Great Divide. How was it?
It was great. We were afraid it was going to be super, super cold.
Well, in the years past.
Yeah, I've seen it in the minus out there, so a little worried coming in, but it was perfect. Perfect afternoon. Good crowd came out. They had heaters on our legs.
Isn't that like spoil you when they have those heaters out there like that?
Well, if you got to play in the snow,
you know, might as well make it worthwhile.
Yeah. That's a strong word.
Got to keep those fingers warm and everything at that.
It was okay, yeah.
How does that work? Like, when it's
not
super cold?
Well. It doesn't
work very well at all.
You can't keep your strings in tune.
How many do you go through when it's this cold?
Oh, I don't really break them, but as soon as you hit a chord, they'll go out of tune. Because the cold, and then I'd get close to the heat, and then I'd back off. And
yeah.
Weather fluctuations hard on guitars.
Oh my gosh. And probably even just traveling with guitars alone. Like, mm-hmm. You got to be careful. Your drum kit, do you have like a separate one that you go long road trip with, or?
No, I don't.
You don't?
The same kit, yeah. Yeah, just for consistency.
I saw you up there tuning it before.
Well, and that's a backline kit. So that's, you just throw them to the wolves.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you're playing today.
Yeah.
So you just make it work. But usually the backline's good.
Yeah. What about with guitars? Like, do you have a certain set that you just travel with, certain set that you play at home?
I keep one road set.
One
yeah.
road set.
I'll take them home, convinced I'm going to practice.
Yeah.
And I don't. And then I have to lug it back to the bus. So I leave certain guitars on.
Well, y'all have the new album, wow. Providence, that's out. Released it back in October. Man, the good side. It just keeps climbing up the charts. Love it. How was that going back into the studio?
Kelly?
Well, it was way overdue, first
right?
of all.
I felt like 20 years was a long break.
Yeah, 20 years since we had gotten together.
No.
But it was great. It felt good again to get in with this group, you know, us
yes.
guys together all at the same time.
Yeah.
Mike was just pouring out great songs, mm-hmm. and we narrowed it down to, you know, that one album, and there's a lot of great songs he had that are still on the table that, you know, he can make an album out of, or we can put on the next one or whatever. But it was really good. It was fun, and we got Bryce, our keyboard player, that's joined the band. So that added a new element
yeah.
to our energy. Would
mm-hmm.
oh yeah
it's added a lot, and we really enjoyed having him.
You know, it's cool, over the years, I'm from Oklahoma, native Oklahoman, so like I grew up watching y'all as a young little tot. I'm from Dale.
Okay.
So you know,
I'm from Tecumseh.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to frequent when you had that bar in Tecumseh.
Oh yeah,
you go there. Yeah,
I didn't have a bar.
Well,
somebody did, and they put my name
they
on
put
the bar.
Your name
my parents were not thrilled about it. They drove by on their way home on the highway, and it says, "Home of Mike McClure, this crappy bar."
You know you've made it.
Yeah.
Hey, there were some good times that were had at that bar.
Yeah.
Some great shows.
It was my home. I had to.
You know, do y'all get to play at home much right now?
No, not really. It's difficult, you know, because we don't tour full time.
Yeah.
And so we try to be strategic about
where you play.
Because of, you know, radius clauses and things of that nature.
Oof.
So we did play in Cushing for New Year's at a place called the Duncan Theater,
mm-hmm.
which was more of a kind of intimate, and it was a lot of fun for us. So. But we're in the process of working through doing college days
again
with Tumbleweed. We've been talking with Carrie McBride, and so that's in motion for August.
Coming back to Stillwater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. college days
again. What's it, have y'all, it's changed so much, I'm
it's
sure, for y'all.
Yeah.
Is that weird going back through there and you're like, oh man, that used to be something else and it's
yeah.
not anymore.
I think everybody goes through that as they get older.
It's yeah.
Like, where is everybody? What happened?
That ain't right.
We used to love us here.
Yeah, well, Stillwater has had some great times for y'all. It's been
yeah.
a cool place for y'all. And
yeah, that's where,
roots.
You know, I got to meet all these guys.
Yeah.
They were in a band, and I moved next door to this guy that happened to know them, and he heard me playing guitar on my balcony one day and said, "Hey, I know some guys that are looking for a guitar player," and that's how we got started. That was in 1991, 92.
Yeah. So going back to the very start, why did y'all choose the name The Great Divide? Is there a story behind that?
There's not a good one. There's probably not one we can agree on.
The Gap Band is already taken.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner was up. So.
Yeah, you can take that one.
You know, I stick with the recollection I had that we originally had talked about, you know, Mike was writing, and we were wanting to just get songs published and recorded so we could just collect our paycheck out of the mailbox once a month. And we had this opportunity to play a gig for a Roman and Perry. And so we decided we'd better come up with a name. And The Great Divide was going to be the temporary name. So we came up with something better.
Until a good 30 or 40 people knew us as The Great Divide. So we kept it.
You had to keep it at that point in time.
As lame as it was.
No recollection.
I have no recollection.
The story might change over the years, it's probably. Really, you know. There's a lot of cool, how does it feel being known as what people say is almost like the godfathers of Red Dirt music? Forget about us.
We were at a cool point in time to where, you know, music was changing, and music was changing with Garth Brooks.
Yes.
He's another Red Dirt guy, actually. And, you know, he changed the world with his thing that he did, and then all the bands that came through that vortex of Stillwater did their own thing, you know, which is cool. Like Jason Boland didn't sound like Stoney or Cross Canadian Ragweed. That was just a cool spot to be. And like Gary P. Nunn before us introduced us to a bunch of clubs in Texas.
Yeah.
We got to do the same for Cody, Jason, and those guys. And, you know, it's just a family. Back to the
It
the
still is,
thing.
I feel like, you know, the Texas Red Dirt music scene. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable how much people just latch into it and just love on it. And just seeing it all over the world, you know, getting to see here when I'm traveling and you say, hey, in Texas, and somebody's like, I've heard of so-and-so from out of Texas. And you're like, how in the world have you heard of that? But it started, you know, with that group and just really grown. Like, how does that, it's got to be a cool feeling, though.
You know, we're humble about it. We don't go around and say,
no, oh, y'all are humble.
Yeah, we did. We totally started. Because as Mike said,
that's when the mics are off.
Yeah, that's right.
Right now.
You know,
oh, God bless
you. Guys' shoulders, like Mike said. So
yeah.
We're very grateful that we are considered and had an opportunity to start the band, and other people were moved by that and motivated to do their own thing. So we're very grateful.
Yeah.
But we certainly don't go around with our chest out going, you're welcome.
No, and I think that's what's the coolest thing about y'all is you are so humble. Y'all are just so down to earth.
We're abundantly aware of our inadequacies. It'll humble you.
If anything we're really great at, it's being humble.
That's why it's the Great Divide, right?
We're probably the best at it. If you get down to it.
You know, after taking a little bit of a break, coming back, we won't go into that. But your sound never changed. That's the coolest part.
Well, it's always been us coming together and making that specific racket, you know.
Yeah. And Scott, that racket.
Yeah. Well, it started out as a racket that got refined over the years. And now we've added a B3 to that, which we had a lot of B3 keys on our records.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that know Great Divide know those records. And now we're pulling those off live, and it sounds better than we used to. When we were just a four-piece out there, we might have had more energy, but now we sound better.
The older you get sometimes, it makes it harder to bounce around on that stage.
Yeah.
Well, y'all are going to be making a stop in Fort Worth coming up real soon, Tanny Hills Tavern and Music Hall. You go from here to 60s degrees and sunshine. That's going to be nice.
It's the 21st
or something like that coming up.
I have no concept of time.
Well, when we're here, I don't think anyone has any concept of time. Uh-huh. But those tickets, they're still on sale. You can get them on our website, 959theranch.com. Go see these guys back home in our home in Texas. Kind of a home for y'all.
I live in Texas.
You live in Texas, yes. Okay. Is it weird now living in Texas after being in Oklahoma?
We've been coming down to Texas. I used to come down. My grandpa lived in Weatherford, Texas when I was 10, so I've been coming down there ever since. And
it's like home.
Yeah, it is like home.
Yeah. Well, the Mega Millions lottery is going on. It's up to $1 billion.
A billion.
So I'm asking everybody today to try to give me a lucky number. We're going to, everybody that is in on this, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. If we win it, we're going to split it up five ways.
I like that.
All right, so y'all got to come up with a lucky number for us to give.
Well, what's our cut before we do?
Five ways out of a billion. I haven't figured out that number
yet. Enough.
That's enough.
It's a nine what you're looking for.
A nine, yeah. Okay. All right, well, we'll go with that nine. What would be the first thing y'all bought if you had $1 billion?
Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I can't even fathom it.
There's too many zeros in there for me to count. You need $1 billion to go buy them right now.
Yeah, I'd pay my mortgage off.
Yeah.
My kids are expensive.
Yeah.
But besides being the most humble band, we're the most generous. We'd probably give a lot of it away.
Give it away.
At least $250 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least most of it.
For taxes, probably, yeah. With that one.
Yeah, we don't want to eat the taxes.
No. Well, guys, I'm going to let y'all go.
Thank you all so much
for taking time out of your schedule while you're out here.
Thanks for playing our stuff on your stage.
100%.
We hear it all the time.
One real quick thing, because I do have the good side that's been climbing up my top 12. If you want to share just a little bit about kind of a story behind that, if y'all'd like
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I just bought this strange little instrument. It's a tenor guitar. It only has four strings, and it's tuned weird, and I was banging around, and I come up with the chord progression for Good Side. I just sat one afternoon after I knew we were making a new record and wanted to look around the world and try to, you know, find something that related to me now.
Yeah.
And it's so much negative stuff from 2020, the last couple of years. Just the song's about getting back to a more positive perspective and look for that instead of, you know, dividing and all that stuff. So it's a call to try to come back to, you know, you fail yourself, other people fail, move on.
I love that. I love that. Guys, thank y'all so much. I really appreciate y'all's time. Have some fun out here while you're at it,
too. We will.
All right.